So joining me now here at Cheltenham is Willie Mullins, who's had a sensational day here for day three. He's had a four-timer on the card. Willie, you must be absolutely delighted.
Absolutely. Didn't think we'd have that. You know, the first 2 days were not good, to say the least. And so to get a winner on the board for the first race day was just a huge relief. And then when On the Soul went in, that was more relief. But actually when Nicholas Canyon won, I mean, that was pure joy, because it wasn't one that I expected. And, you know, when you get ones that are not expected, they're much more fun. And then, of course, Ruby gave a fantastic ride to Let's Dance. So it was just a really, really good day.
Tell me about York Hill when he went in first. A good performance here this afternoon.
Yes, he's a very difficult ride. And Ruby elected to drop him out and put him asleep. Not sure if he was asleep, but he held him at the back anyhow, and he just, you know, he jumps a bit left, but Ruby had him jumping straight and jumping perfect. He let him go, then coming to the last, arrived in front, he thought too soon, and then he idled a bit in front, but Ruby thought when he heard Top Notch coming that he just picked up and ran away again.
And On the Soul this afternoon was absolutely magnificent, wasn't he?
He was. Very difficult ride. On the Soul took over, I think, from Ruby as the pilot, coming around the first bend, and it wasn't the plan to go to the front like that, but Ruby didn't have much say in the matter, so he just rode along with it, tried to settle him from the front, which he did, got a few breathers into him, and then he was jumping perfectly the whole way and got a tremendous jump at the last. It was spectacular. And just away with him up the hill. He's a super horse. He's an iron horse. That's what he is.
And in the Stayers Hurdle, did you ever think that Nicholas Canyon had beat, you know what I mean, Harry? Because there's been so much hype. We know what you know what I mean, Harry, has been like. Did you ever think you'd beat him? Were you going for placings at best, maybe?
Yes, because of his form this year. His form wasn't good over 2 miles. But remember, he's a six-time Grade 1 winner, which, you know what I mean, Harry, isn't. And that, you know, class is there. We were running him over a different trip, and once we upped him in trip, I think it just made the difference. We brought out his real class.
And just when you thought things couldn't get any better, you round it off with a four-timer. Let's Dance won it, and for the owners of Rich Ritchie as well.
That's right, and the added bonus that a lot of you over here might know, that an Irish sponsor had put up 50,000 for all the staff in my yard if we could get Let's Dance to win any race at the festival. And so it was important for us to try and pick the right race, and Ruby just finished it off by giving her a fantastic ride. I think he had only one or two horses behind him turning for home. Had to come through the whole field, weave his way through, which he did, and got her up to win. So my staff are more than delighted to win that race.
And just a quick one for you as well, Willie. Is Dovan okay?
I imagine he's not okay. He's got he's lame behind. We're going to get an MRI scan done to see what it is. It'll probably turn out to be a stress fracture of some sort, or else a ligament problem or a muscle problem. But the nature of it, I imagine he will come back 100%.
And just a quick word on Jack Adam tomorrow in the Gold Cup.
He's in really good form, in great form, I'd say, coming over here. He's had a good prep. Everything has gone right. Just need a bit of luck in running now tomorrow.
Willie, thank you very much for your time here today at Cheltenham, and a huge congratulations on getting a four-timer.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Cheers.